My granddad always said, well, he's tough as whit leather. Whit leather? And it took me until I was in my teens to sit down one day and say, whit leather. It's leather that's been tanned with salt and alum, and it's hardened, and it's resilient. It's just tough. Made perfect sense. This is a story I wish I'd heard. The facts would have been far less certain. But I had the unfortunate pleasure of knowing this firsthand. I saw the whole thing in person. The afternoon sun was racing home when the announcer called out from his booth. The last ride of the day is on the worst bull in the world. Loading up now in the number 4 chute. Cowboy's name is Will on a bull called Hades. He's getting his grip ready to go. This is Will's first bull ride, and well, this bull's never been ridden. Don't leave, folks. You're about to see one heck of a show. He pulled his hat down and he wrapped his hand in, and he's ready to give him the nod when one last time the announcer spoke out. Will, I hope you got things right with God. Will just turned up his lip. He turned to the crowd, gave the gateman a simple twist of his head. Didn't look like he had a single simple clue. He was about 6.5 seconds from dead. He had all the right equipment. Stetson tug low, blazing shirt, spurs locked in place. His boots were the best Tony Lamas. On his hand-tooled belt was a silver buckle. Why, you could see your face. His jeans were snug. He wished his seat glue, forcing inward pressure with his knees. Anxiety sweat was making his shirt stick to his back. But he was about to get himself a breeze. For in a matter of milliseconds, the chute swung open, and he bit through his upper lip. He braced for the explosion, that moment of liftoff. His fingers were white with the grip. The problem was becoming apparent. Something was wrong with this old coyote. Instead of springing forth into the arena, the bull was trying to turn in the chute. This cowboy Will was facing a dilemma, a pressure cooker, it would seem. The thought of being spewed out and crushed like canned tomatoes was causing Will to turn just a bit green. He thought he knew what speed was once he saw a jet engine fired from a sled, and the launching upward caused his eyes to squint shut. He thought, hey, I could be in over my head. Suddenly he cleared the hole in fence. Not out, but up in a counterclockwise spin. He was trying to unwind his right hand and consider a dismount. Couldn't see where he was going, had a great view of where he'd been. A big plank that held a banner saying rodeo today ripped large chunks from his skin and clothes. His one foot seemed to be facing backwards. His right spur took off the end of his nose. Across the arena, heading toward the bleachers, the banner wrapped around both arms. That Kiwanis Club munching on their nachos had no idea of the impending harm. He shot through that railing and he bowled them like kingpins. It was a menacing sight for man. Now with both arms broken and his boots sent flying, this barefoot rider was heading way on up into the stands. But an I-beam snapped the bull backwards and they rolled down like a runaway caboose. As he fell on the bull and the bull fell on him, he was thinking, I sure wish I could get my right hand loose. But when that bull's hoofs hit solid ground, it was back into orbit like rock. He was riding a death trap on a bundle of nitro, thinking, who the heck is watching the clock? Out toward the ticket booth and crashing through a window, maybe open space would give him a plan. But that went wayside when he went broadside through Glenda's famous hot dog stand. He was trying to gain composure, simply think, not rodeo purse. But there was not one single part of him that wasn't bruised or banged or broken. Even the hair in his nostrils hurt. Now a spin and a flip and a back into the arena, the crowd was up on their feet, but mostly didn't know whether to clap or run as they stood poised to jump from their seats. Now sliding and falling and banging end over end, his mangled body perpendicular to the bull's side, the 2-inch steel rail he hit left him in the fetal position. Maybe this would be the end of his ride. Then from nowhere, one last bit of centrifugal force pulled his hand out of his glove and he sailed. He hit hard and wanted to jump up and run, but his effort was to no avail. He looked like a rag doll on the end of a string, and he finally rolled and flip-flopped to a stop. The place grew deathly silent. you could hear a cowboy drop. Raising up from the dirt, he said, "Ha! This was the bull they talked about being so tough? Well, I showed him, it seems." A clown, once hidden, slowly appeared and said, "Man, you sure ride extreme. I wish I could smile." Look came to his face and a tooth dropped down held by a sliver. "Hey, us tougher and wit leather cowboys know that flesh grows back. My memories, why, they last forever. So get yourself some expensive rodeo equipment. Who cares if your style's a bit crude? Pain and tolerance is just a part of the package when you're the tougher than a wit leather dude.